There are choices we make every day of our lives. Some mundane, some dire. And with choice, there comes consequence. But there is nothing to fear so long as you choose wisely. Wrong or right, the truth will be determined on the Bray Scales. Let's begin, shall we? Hello, faithful listeners. I know I don't address you like that often, but, well, I've got a bit of a situation on my hands. Last year, a tape arrived at my doorstep. Raw footage, not my usual fieldwork. This was the story of Jess Dempsey. Now, I really shouldn't get into the specifics of my job as an adjudicator of important matters, but I need some answers. It's clear to me now that someone out there has taken it upon themselves to steal from my employer. This one is strange. It's the audio track isolated and taken away from what I believe was once a video file. I ask, please, for the love of God, stop this behavior. I started leaking my Grayscale tapes to protect myself and all of you, but now I'm getting in deeper than I had hoped. And to whoever it is out there sending me these tapes, watch yourself. I can tell that you edited this one and you did a fine job, but that's not the issue. The issue is, my employer is starting to keep a closer eye on me, and he is not as forgiving as I am. Let's leave it at that. However, I think this tape does merit consideration, so against my initial impulse, I'm going to play it now.
And we're live. This is Brittany Capito. It's October 10th, 2015. Judging by the positioning of the stars in the skies, it's around 11 p.m. And we're closing in on Carne Valley, specifically the Devour Point. GPS says it's about 15 feet ahead. We're really here. Okay, no point in wasting any more time. The shovel is lodged directly at the Devour Point. About an hour until showtime. Hey, Val. Let's have some fun.
Enter Brittany Capito, a thorough woman with a direct, concise plan of action. Unfortunately for Val Austin, it begins with her being placed in a trunk and, if all goes as planned, ends with her being placed in the ground. Ms. Capito will not put her there on her own. She doesn't like getting her hands dirty, no. Instead, Brittany Capito will leave all the work to fate, spirits, and the Grayscale.
A little further. Keep going. You made it!
What is that?
It's a shovel.
What?
You can take your blindfold off now.
Where did you take me?
The Carne Valley.
Where is that?
You're in the desert. It is now 11.05 p.m., and the subject is located on top of the Devour Point. Please state your name.
What? Why?
For the records.
Please. Whatever's going on here, no one needs to know anything, okay?
State your name.
Valerie Austin.
You commonly go by Val, is that correct?
I don't know. It depends. People call me a lot of things in different scenarios. I don't know.
My husband calls you Val, correct?
Your husband?
After you're done fucking, does Timothy Capito turn you over and call you Val? Or does he call you something else?
How do you know Tim?
Last week, Timothy Capito informed me that he was leaving me for a coworker named Val Austin. Are you that Val Austin?
My name is Val Austin, yes, but...
Wonderful! That's all I needed to hear. You can begin.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're asking of me.
What is that behind you?
It's a shovel.
Great. And what is this on my belt?
No. Please, look, you don't have to hurt me.
What is on my belt?
A gun?
We don't have a lot of time.
I don't understand any of this. This isn't necessary.
Do you read your horoscope?
Not really.
Oh, you should. It would probably help you make better life decisions. This week, my horoscope told me to take action, but to leave the results up to the gods. So, do I still need to tell you what you should be doing here?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, how could Tim leave me for someone so dense?
Tim isn't married.
Well, not anymore. He's not. Pick up the shovel.
I don't want to.
Tough fucking shit! You want to go in a circular motion. You've got a lot of dirt to dig up and not a lot of time to get there. Well, don't just stand there like an idiot. Chop, chop. There you go. Look at you. You're a natural. I bet you're a Scorpio. They're outdoorsy.
I don't know my sign.
What do you mean you don't know your sign? You do know when you were born, right?
Yeah, I just... Oh, I never bought into that stuff.
Don't try to piss me off. That's not your way out of this.
What is my way out of this?
Do you recognize this place?
No.
Read up on your local history. You're standing on the devour point. In the 1880s, the criminals in town, the thieves, the concubines, were all brought out to this point and would dig themselves a hole. Then they would step in, and at midnight, the gods of the desert would hold a trial.
What do you mean?
They would come upon the hole and determine the weight of the accused's sins. If they were deemed guilty, then the dirt would collapse into the hole around them, filling the grave. Sometimes the earth would open up completely and suck them into the hole. Hence, Devour Point. Tonight, we're going to see what happens to you. What?
Oh, boy, I just... Man! I thought I was really gonna get murdered for a second there. Oh, okay, I mean, look, that was kind of funny, I guess, but it's really a lot to put someone through. I mean, what, did Tim put you up to this?
You're not helping your case by insulting the gods.
Okay, it's okay. You can stop now.
Back up! You need to keep digging.
What?
Keep digging.
You really want me to dig my own grave?
No. You're digging a hole. The gods will decide if it is to become your grave.
If you want me dead, then just shoot me or something. You don't have to put on some crazy show.
Watch what you're saying.
It's just a myth.
You say that like it's a bad thing. You can't believe we're all that's out there. That's foolish. But I suppose that a woman who chases married men wouldn't know any better.
So, you are really married to Tim?
Technically, I still am.
Okay. It's just that...
It's just... What?
It's hard to believe that he's married to you.
What's wrong with me?
Well, I mean, it's just hard to believe that he's married to anyone. I mean, he never mentioned he had a wife, and he sleeps over at my place most nights, so if he was having an affair, I can't see how any woman in her right mind wouldn't pick up on it.
I did pick up on it.
Okay, Then why are you reacting this way? I mean, you could have just talked to me.
There's no talking when your heart is offended, so...
I'm offended, too! Look, I didn't know he was married. I thought I was the only person he cared about.
Bullshit!
No, really! I had no idea!
Oh, sure. And next you're going to say that we're like sisters in this together.
We could be, if you'd like.
No. Don't try your mind games on me. No one can get into my mind. My spirit is too strong. My fortress impenetrable.
What are you talking about?
You are a terrible woman. If it were up to me, every woman like you who thinks it's okay to slink into a different man's bed each night, attacking their loins like some kind of sex-craved lunatic, you would all be underground. But it's not up to me.
God.
Oh, now you want to talk about the gods. Oh, how confused you are.
I'm not confused. I'm sad. For you, I mean, clearly you're very sick.
Let's be very clear. There is nothing you can say or do that will result in me driving you back to town.
So you're holding me captive then?
No. You can leave at any time. That's clear in the eyes of the law to anyone watching this tape.
The tape is to prove your innocence. Man, I thought you were one of those trophy killers.
I object to you calling me a killer. I'm not going to kill anyone. That's for the gods to
decide. Yeah, I got it.
You know... It's odd that people are so huffy when confronted with their wrongdoings. If you can make peace with your actions, maybe your outcome will change.
I didn't do anything wrong.
How deep is your hole?
It's getting there.
Good. Beautiful night, isn't it? I love when Venus aligns with the Earth's moon.
What are you going to do to Tim?
I'm not going to do anything to Tim. Just like I'm not going to do anything to you.
You gonna drive him out here? Or are you too blind to see that he's in the wrong?
Why must you traipse on with this charade about guilt?
The only thing I'm guilty of is falling in love with a guy who had a hidden wife.
He must have talked about me.
Nope. Not a word. I don't even know your name.
It's Brittany. Capito.
Capito. Same last name. So, maybe you are his wife.
You didn't believe me?
No. But I can admit I was wrong. And maybe... You should believe me when I tell you I didn't know that Tim was married.
Maybe. But maybe I shouldn't listen to people who speak with forked tongues.
What do you need to hear me say?
Nothing. I just need you to keep digging.
You know, none of this is gonna make Tim take you back.
Oh, I know he won't take me back.
Okay, look, when I see him again... I'm telling him we're through. I promise.
That's optimistic. Just a little deeper, honey.
I've hit something.
Then you've dug deep enough.
What? What is that?
Go ahead. Tell Tim that you're through. I don't think he'll hear you, though.
You killed him?
No. The gods did. They filled in his grave. They'll probably do the same to you. Oh, two adulterers in one grave. I think it's kind of nice. What do you think?
Sorry to interrupt. There's a side too. Like I said, it's been edited. Here we go.
It's now 11:55 p.m. The stars are transitioning to their full power cycles as midnight approaches. The subject is in her hole, along with Tim. She hasn't said anything in a while. She's sitting with her back to me.
Hey!
Don't feel like talking anymore? Suit yourself.
I don't see the point.
In fighting the situation?
No, in talking to you.
That's just rude.
Maybe a little. I mean, it's not kidnapping and murdering rude, but you're right, still a little rude.
I am merely doing a service to this world.
You are serving yourself. Something happened to you that was bad, and you decided to take it out on all parties involved. There is no other way to look at what's happening.
You're going to look so funny saying that nonsense when people look back on this tape.
I don't think there's anything funny about it. You can't handle any kind of pain. You know, I'd be careful who you show that tape. You'll probably want to kill them, too.
I would never kill anyone.
You won't be able to handle that sort of criticism. And then there's going to be a lot more holes.
I can't see what you're doing with your back to me. Turn around!
Why don't you just come to the other side of me?
I'm not putting you between myself and the car.
What? You expect me to hotwire it? What do you think I am? I don't work in a body shop.
I know. You work in a science lab.
How did the two of you possibly end up together?
That's what you want to spend your last few moments talking about?
Yes. It is honestly life's greatest mystery how the two of you were together. I mean, I guess unless you kept him at gunpoint the whole time.
Turn around!
Happy?
In a few minutes, I will be.
How can you keep lying to yourself like that? So your heart breaks. You get your revenge. But then what? What happens when something else doesn't go your way?
I'll be happy all the time.
No one is happy all the time.
I'm an Aquarius. We're happy most of the time.
What was that?
It's midnight. The gods are waking up. Ooh, this is the best part.
There is no way.
You're almost here.
Brittany, we can still get in that car right now and leave. We don't have to be
those
here.
Those drums. Oh, can't you just feel them vibrating up and down your soul?
Okay, this isn't happening. This isn't happening.
Have a little faith, because with it comes the satisfying feeling that those who defy you will be dealt with. The thing about your misdeeds, they consume those you hurt, but that consumption returns like a bad memory, and it won't stop until it swallows you whole.
Brittany? Oh my god, please. Please tell me you left the keys in the car.
Oh, oh my god. Oh. Oh.
You may say that Brittany Capito's biggest mistake was not dealing with her sorrows. Others might say her biggest mistake was the suspect counting of 15 paces. But it is the opinion of this humble narrator that Brittany Capito's biggest mistake was forgetting that no matter the unpleasantries bestowed upon us, we are ourselves always open to judgment. A lesson to swallow for all the rash decision-makers of the world. The grayscale is always watching.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcasting, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit arts service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz executive producer Dylan James Amick, podcast production manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Isaac Jones. A Peck of Dirt Before You Die was written and directed by Andrew Terrence Caberline and edited by Chelsea Rugg. The episode starred Natasha Edwards and Vanessa Bredis, with Nate Betancourt as the voice inside your head. The Grayscale is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join us on April 1st for our next episode.
And Snow White.